It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Job growth disappointed. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. economy added 194,000 jobs last month, and that is way below the 500,000 that economists were expecting. At the same time, the unemployment rate fell almost 0.5% to 4.8%. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and joins us as he does on Fridays. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Stabri.
So, super disappointing, 194,000 jobs created, way less than expected. On the other hand, you know, the unemployment rate improved. What do you take away from this?
A few things, but I think the big one is that things probably are getting better. September probably was a better month than the payroll report reveals. There's two surveys that are done every month by the Labor Department. The job change number comes from a survey of establishments. That survey is done quite early in the month. Then the household survey is a survey of people, and it's done over a longer time period. Perhaps what we're seeing is that as the Delta wave subsided over the course of the month, maybe people felt more comfortable back, and perhaps the pace of employment picked up a bit. And we'll know better, obviously, a month from now when we see the next establishment survey.
Now, markets seem to get a little bit of a bounce after this data came in. Futures popped up. Is that because the unemployment rate improved, or is that because investors think the Fed might look at that number and back off a little bit on putting the brakes on the economy?
I think it's probably the latter one. The big concern right now on the economic front is inflation. It's been raging. We know there are still capacity constraints. Companies are having trouble making more goods and services to sell. And as a result, if we're going to have slower inflation, it's more likely to come because the economy cools off a bit. If that's what's going on, if the Fed doesn't see inflation at quite the rate that we've seen in the last 6 months, then yeah, maybe they can raise interest rates a little more slowly. You know, the funny thing about that is the rate decision is seen as something that's likely to be made next summer at the earliest. But nevertheless, that's forward-looking markets thinking maybe a little later tightening.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
Google will no longer allow advertising to appear alongside climate change misinformation. And this applies to YouTube videos, too, and to websites that use its ads ad network. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning.
So this change is going to go into effect in a month. What exactly will it do? How big of an impact is it likely to have?
Well, Google accounts for more than a quarter of all advertising spending globally, Sabri, so this is significant. Google ads automatically populate a lot of websites, which then profit from those ads. For example, you might see a digital display ad served by Google when you go to the website of a local business. Google's ad network, of course, also includes video ads on YouTube. And what Google is saying is that increasingly its advertisers are telling the company they don't want their ads running alongside climate change denial content, and the company says that's why it's making this change.
Has Google provided details about specifically what kind of, you know, climate misinformation it's targeting or what kind of content it's going after?
Yeah, so Google says it's targeting content that talks about climate change as a hoax, denies long-term warming trends, denies that greenhouse gas emissions and human activity are contributing to climate change. Now, it is allowing for a certain amount of nuance, like discussions of those kinds of false claims will still be allowed. But for those content creators spreading misinformation about climate change, Sabri, this takes away a major source of revenue.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The government of Spain is set to start offering some young adults about $300 a month to help them move out of their parents' homes. It's common in Spain for people to keep living with their families until about age 30. Not as common here in the U.S., but it is happening more and more, especially since the pandemic. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
In July of last year, with college campuses shut down and unemployment spiking, more than half of Americans 18 to 29 were living with their parents, says Richard Fry at the Pew Research Center.
It clearly is, at least at the highest level, since the Great Depression.
Since last summer, the rate has dipped below 50% again, but it's been rising steadily since the 1960s, says Fry. And it's not down to millennial laziness, says Gray Kimbrough, an economist at American University.
They're not unemployed and playing video games all day.
He says most are going to college or working.
But for various reasons are unable to move out on their own, or they don't find that to be a good move for them.
Housing costs have ballooned, a trend the pandemic only seems to be making worse. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
United Airlines says it plans to operate 3,500 daily domestic flights this December, its largest domestic schedule since the pandemic started. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The industry is optimistic, says analyst Richard Abulafia at Teal Group. But there's also reason for caution.
Well, just, you know, the summer experience really shows how quickly this can turn for better or worse.
The Delta variant tempered expectations for demand, says Madhu Unnikrishnan of Airline Weekly.
The airline industry had pinned a lot of hope on Labor Day and now has kind of moved that pin over to the holidays.
COVID-19 cases are falling in many places, so potential customers are surfing airline websites again. But Unnikrishnan says during the pandemic, people are booking their flights closer to when they fly.
We're still a little more than two months away from the holiday period, so it remains to be seen if people who are searching actually go through with buying tickets.
Normally, Unnikrishnan says holiday trips would be booked now. But this year, he expects people may wait till the last minute. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, Elon Musk is moving Tesla's headquarters out of Palo Alto, California, and in to Austin, Texas. He cited commute times for employees and home prices as a couple reasons. The median home price in Palo Alto is $3.3 million. The median home price in Austin, $588,000. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.